Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Tulsa Ballet continues its season with a revival of the very popular ballet Ben Stevenson's Dracula, which has performances this Friday through Sunday at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. Reprising his role as the title character is principal dancer Alfonso Martin, who marks his 14th and final year as a dancer with the company this season. Martin previously announced his retirement following the end of the current season. Martin's career arc follows a similar ascendancy for the company, as our hometown ballet company during his tenure here has become known around the world for its artistic reputation. Martin joined Tulsa Ballet in 1998 as a demi-soloist, later became a principal dancer in 2001. At one point, he left Tulsa Ballet to join Boston Ballet, but was only there a year before he returned to the fold. And since then, he's worked with a who's who of choreographers and choreographic work that has come to Tulsa Ballet over the years. Again, Alfonso Martin portrays Dracula this Friday through Sunday, four performances at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. And he joins us today to talk about his work with the ballet company and his work in this upcoming production. Alfonso Martin, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to hear you as opposed to see you. We're used to not hearing ballet dancers talk, but it is great to have you on the show. And this has got to be a special season for you, the final season dancing with Tulsa Ballet. What made you decide to hang it up? Because you still look great on the stage.
Well, I decided, it's not an easy, decision to make. But, along the years, I start having some troubles physically, because, every day we work with our bodies. And I think it's now time for me to retire just because I don't think I can do it to the level that I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And especially when I've been in Tulsa Ballet for 14 years, the audience there used to see me on my best. And I don't think I can match their expectations. So before I start to get a little bit too crazy, I prefer just to leave it there when I know that this is going to be my best year. So,
that's a really hard decision to make.
Yes, it is.
And I'm sure you're feeling it before we're seeing it.
Yes.
And I guess that's how you want to go out, right?
Yes. Especially this last season. It's every single rehearsal that I do or every single performance I will do, it will be practically my last one. So it's not turning back. It's just give it all there at the moment and hopefully everything will go well. It's a lot of things inside that you have that you just want to just like open your chest and open your heart. And it's like, this is it, guys. This is what, I'm done for all these years. And, hopefully you will have a good memory of me. So,
now, you've been at Tulsa Ballet 14 years. There was a little time when you left to go to Boston Ballet.
Yes,
and, I have to tell you, I said, well, that's the last we've seen of Alfonso Martin. Mm-hmm. You were principal dancer here. You went up to Boston Ballet and it's a huge company up there, but what made you come back? Was it the fact that you're having a chance to do as good a roles in Tulsa as you were in Boston, or maybe better?
The company definitely was much bigger and a longer contract. And even though right now Tulsa is practically knocking at the door of these big companies, mm-hmm. what made me come back is the daily work that you put. And once the curtain goes up, the level of the company artistically and technically and stuff like that, it was no difference. Mm. So that makes you think, okay, why to change everything just because you want to be on a bigger company when practically the choreographies that I was doing in Boston, I was doing it in here, and actually I was getting more in here than over there in questions of me be challenged and learn things and being a rehearse properly and learn from Marcello, from Daniela, from everybody that will come to Tulsa Ballet instead of just like, just go there on stage and just do it. And it doesn't matter how you do it. It's good. It's okay. In here, it's not. It's always you have to raise the bar because, that's what we do. That's what we do in Tulsa Ballet. Every year we have to raise the bar to get better and get noticed and get better choreographies and, make a name of ourselves practically. That's why I come back.
Now, you came here 14 seasons ago, mm-hmm. and you've been a part of this huge arc of yeah. growth of Tulsa Ballet.
Yes.
That has to be a very special feeling.
Yes, it is. It is.
Can you contrast the company from when you started? Now, you made a very rapid ascent to mm-hmm. principal dancer, but can you contrast the company from that start of the 14 years now to season 14?
Oh, boy. When I started here in Tulsa, I mean, just only the weeks of work. I mean, we have 32 weeks. This year we have 39. Mm-hmm. We had a good repertoire, but the company couldn't afford, you know, the top choreographers that right now the company is dancing. You know, practically I feel like as a young dancer, you come here and you just put all your cards to one organization, and you want to be part of that organization because you know that that organization is going to grow, not only artistically, but also, you know, is the, you know, the support of the people that they wanted to do better, the careness of all the board members and all the people that just come to buy the ticket and see the show. You know, they care about the arts in here. So practically, since I was here in 1998, I saw that very clearly, that everybody, it was swimming practically in the same direction of making Tulsa Ballet one of the best companies, not only in the state, because, I mean, practically we're the best company in the state, but also in the Midwest and right now nationally and internationally as well. You know, we make our name, and I'm so proud of being part of that, of being like, I was there when Tulsa Ballet just took off, and I was part of it, and I helped build it. I helped to be the, you know, the sample. I helped to, you know, for younger generations to look at me and be like, he did it. You know, we can do it as well. So that's a very gratifying.
Yeah. Now, when you first came here, I think one of the very first ballets you were in was a Nacho Duato.
Yes.
Of course, that's you know, that's got to be for a Spaniard. That's got to be a.
Yes.
It was like, hey,
you know,
I'm home.
The funny thing is like, we did Nacho Duato in 1999, when mm-hmm. we did it in February, I think. It was a triple bill, yes. And a year and a half before that, I did audition for Nacho Duato in his company in the National Ballet of Spain. And he was very, very helpful with me, and he said that I really like him, and he wanted to give me a contract, but he needs to see me more. So he invited me for 3 months to the company until the next audition. So practically I did the next audition, and he told me that I was too young and I didn't have experience. So he told me, like, go out there, dance all over the world, and then you come back and I will give you a contract. Well, a year and a half later,
here he
I
is.
Was in Tulsa. I was still young. You know, it's just, I mean, I auditioned for him for, you know, when I was 19. I came here when I was 21. And I was first cast in one of his pieces, and I was like, oh my God, that's so weird, you know, because, you know, I have the company there at home, and I had to travel all this way, come to Tulsa, that I don't know even where it is, Tulsa, Oklahoma, I mean, not even talking the language, and I'm here dancing Nacho Duato. That totally blew my mind. I was like, you know, that's just destiny, I guess.
Yeah. Now, over the years, you've been the principal dancer in so many major choreographers. I'm sure there's a long list of what a favorite is, but do you have favorites roles as you look back, or is that something you're going to think about after you're done dancing?
I never had a favorite ballet, practically. And I mean, practically for me, favorites means what I'm working on now. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm working in Dracula. Dracula is my favorite, and I live in Dracula, and all day I'm going practically on the street and home, like I'm like a vampire, and always thinking like, oh, this, that. So if I'm doing Swan Lake, you know, Swan Lake is my favorite. Now, ballets that I would like to do again, a lot of them, just because, you know, every single ballet that I've done, I try to find it something that I can learn from and put it in my own style, my own experience. And especially when you work with Marcello Angelini and Daniela Busson, you know, their guidance all the time to approach this role. And once you take that from them, then you start to create your own, practically. It's like they give you all the tools, and then it's like, okay, now they give me all this, now I'm going to make it my own. And that's what I practically do every single time I did the principal roles, just to make my own. You know, I'm Alfonso, I'm the Prince of Swan Lake, this is my prince. You can like it, or you can't, but you know, that's my approach to it. So,
well, let's talk about Dracula. You mentioned Dracula. This is what you like best now because doing it. And this is in your second run through with this.
Yes.
Now, can you talk about that idea of, you know, you've done the role once, you come back, and I would think there's got to be things that you're going to be learning about the role that might have escaped you the first time because it's the first time doing the role. But now you have this experience. Can you talk about some of the little things that we might see in this production that are new to you in this role?
I mean, when the first time we did Dracula, I was, you know, I work on it and work on the character and stuff like that, but I didn't really go so deep. Just because the first time you do Dracula, it's like you feel like this guy, you know, has to be powerful and, you know, it's like always in command and stuff like that. Now that I'm doing it the second time and take a different approach, it's like, okay, you know, the audience needs to see something different. So I look at the video, you know, that actually I don't like to look at myself dancing, but I went, okay, let's see how the character goes. And I start to think about more, not powerful, but more like, okay, you are the man of the show, you are Dracula, so he's one of the best male leads out there. Okay, Dracula, how could be, depending of which person is in front of Dracula, you have to be one way or a different way. I mean, if they're the brides, you create the brides, you create them as a vampires, okay, so practically they're your kids, so you can tell them what to do all the time. When you send Renfield for a new bride, how you gonna approach that new bride? You know, you look at her and you like kind of like, I want that blood. I want. I'm thirsty. So practically, you're practically like the biggest monster. But also, you don't want to scare that prey. When you just see her, practically you play with her. You present yourself. You're high. I'm totally a prince. How are you? This is my castle. You know. So all those things. When you know, Dracula goes to town and is still a new bride. You know, I mean, practically, I mean, he just does it for what? Because he's jealousy of life, you know, because he just hates people to be happy. And he's like this monster that, you know, he's jealous of things, or he missed things. He means the warmth of being loved or something like that. So when I dance in the third act with a different girl, it's kind of like, oh, this is how it feels like. I'm going to try to feel until practically he just hates himself. Practically of being that way, but it's nothing that he can do practically. So it's been a lot of like thinking process, conversation, learning other dancers' steps, so you can have a conversation with them just only standing in one corner. People, they have to know that you are manipulating everything, that you're orchestrating anything. So that's what I'm working this time of, like, of course you had to be powerful, of course you had to do the technical part of it, but a little bit more kind of like my own enrichment of, like, this is what I think it has to be, Dracula. And
when you have a character role like this that is such a part of pop culture, I mean, you can look for Draculas that are done as camp to genuinely scary Draculas. Mm-hmm. Is this something you look to? Like, do you look at Bela Lugosi movies to get a sense of, I wouldn't say all the steps are staged, so there's a choreography there, but there's a way you can hold your body maybe or a pose or something like that that evokes some of these classic renditions of Dracula.
Dance is, besides the steps, is a body language as well. You know, it's like it depends how you portray yourself, just even walking or you just looking. You know, it's like you can desire with a look of just with the gesture of a hand, practically. I mean, I did my research of Dracula, vampires, werewolves, you know, I mean, I even read all the, you know, like True Blood and all that stuff. So I cannot start to get a sense of how they are, how they live, how they look, how they move, how they touch, how, you know, all that. And plus, I mean, I think if you're an artist, you have to have a big imagination about how to just, it's like, okay, this is my Dracula, this is what I do. And maybe I hope I'm not a copycat of anybody. I just, you know, this is me. And I done my work, my homework, and I hope they like it.
My guest today is Alfonso Martin, a principal dancer for Tulsa Ballet. He'll be dancing the role of Dracula in Ben Stevenson's Dracula Friday through Sunday at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. Four shows this weekend, a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday matinee, and a Saturday night performance. This marks Martin's 14th year and final year with Tulsa Ballet as a principal dancer, although I imagine you're going to be involved with the company down the road. Now, do you like the choreography of Ben Stevenson? I mean, this is probably one of his best known full lengths, and he's known for his full lengths.
Oh, I totally love it. I mean, I dance, you know, a few ballets already by Ben Stevenson, and you know, his Cinderella, I think, is gorgeous, and Dracula is a storyteller. You know, I mean, it's like one of the things I like of Ben Stevenson is that he makes story ballets. You know, it's like right now we're going to the era of everything has to be modern, contemporary, and stuff like that, everything very abstract. But what about, you know, a story? You know, what about people feel in the audience, you know, on people seeing on stage what maybe they're missing in life, a little bit of a story, you know? And that's why I like Ben Stevenson, because his Dracula is just, it makes sense, you know? And if it makes sense to the dancers, it will make sense to the audience. You know, it's just everything is the music, how they start the music, how, you know, all the production, how presents Dracula, how it finishes, how everything is just all so well together. And especially when, for me, it's the best Dracula version out there. There's so many versions, you know. But the only problem with this Dracula is just only one production. You know, just one set of costumes, one set of scenery, and it's a waiting list to do this Dracula. So, I mean, first time Tulsa Ballet waited for, I think, 3 years or 4 years. And this time, I mean, we did it in 2009 and it's 2012. And we do it now because we couldn't do it earlier because it's other companies. And it doesn't matter how well you do his ballets, how well, you know, Marcello knows him. You know, it's like, no, it's a waiting list. I mean, it's so many, all these companies waiting for to do this production. You had to be in the list as well. So that's one of the things I think this Dracula is so unique, you know, because it's, for me, it's the best out there. So.
And it is a great show.
Yes.
You mentioned you like story ballets. If a choreographer said, I've got an abstract ballet and a story ballet, which one would you choose? Would it be the story ballet? Do you like delving into character?
Yeah, I mean, I like both, you know, and I think depending on the piece, I will go from one way or another one. I mean, always story ballets makes you to go further, not only in your technical skills, but always as your acting skills, you know, because dance is not just only, you know, we do a bunch of jumps and we lift the girl so many times. And but at one point, I think it would be bored of being like, OK, we got it. You're strong. You jump very high. What's next? Right? So, I mean, sometimes with ballets that they don't have any story, you know, it's not much that you can do, you know. But ballets with, you know, storytelling ballets, I mean, practically you can, you know, feel a little bit like you are an actor, like an apprentice of being an actor, and explore a little bit more your character you know, maybe you had to be funny and you had to work for it, you know. Mm-hmm. Or you had to be sad, or you had to, you know, I mean, like, for example, with Romeo and Juliet, I mean, you have a big scene at the end of the ballet. So practically you had to touch those people out there, you know, to make it believable. I will go for a story ballet, yeah. Storytelling ballet. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you mentioned Romeo and Juliet. This was the first for the company last season, Edward Leung's Romeo and Juliet, the first production created. The first full-length production created expressly for Tulsa Ballet, outside choreographer, full-length. That must have been a very special experience.
Well, I mean, when you're a ballet dancer, you know, I mean, it's so much that's been created already. I mean, they create so much already that, I mean, practically you're thinking, well, I hope I do Swan Lake, or I hope I do Cinderella, I hope I do Romeo and Juliet as well. But to be able to be part of a production where that ballet is being created here in Tulsa, and you're going to be the first person that's going to be doing that ballet, and especially Romeo. I mean, that's, I never thought about it, you know. I never thought that one day I will be doing Romeo and Juliet curated for this company and created for me the way I am, the way that, because it's a collaboration. And then, you know, Edward Leung and all the artists from Tulsa Ballet, Marcello, and, you know, it was a collaboration between everybody, you know, and that's what makes it, for me, his Romeo and Juliet so unique and so dear to me, because it's like I put a little bit of my input in his Romeo. You know, we have conversation about, like, okay, what do you want in your Romeo? How I'm going to look in here, or how I'm going to do this, or, you know, and he will tell you, you know. And I remember many times Edgar Leon telling me, you are too perfect as a Romeo. I'm like, what do you mean perfect? He's like, no, you're very smooth. It's like everything is as, and I would, that's the way I see Romeo. Romeo, you know, in Romeo and Juliet, he's the soft guy, the dreamer, the, you know, always very gentle, very sensitive and stuff like that. Then you have Tybalt, that he's a firecracker, you know, and then Mercutio is like, you know, fighting all the time with Tybalt, and, you know, and then you have Benvolio always, you know, like, okay, guys, you know, have peace, everybody, you know, and Romeo's always in his own world and stuff like that. I said, that's the way I feel it. You know, I can do what do you want, but it's going to take me a little bit of time to get it. You know, so I think it was a dream come true to have a full-length ballet done for the company. I mean, it was amazing.
And of course, you know, after you're done dancing and you see this production some other time, you can see maybe a little movement here or maybe a little, you know.
Oh, it's never perfect.
Yeah, well, and you can say, ah, oh, that's mine.
I mean, the thing is, like, right now, I mean, that Romeo and Juliet is going to, for sure, it's going to travel around the world. Other companies, I'm sure, they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a recording tape of Tulsa Ballet there. So practically, I mean, we're just not showing Tulsa Ballet as an organization. We're showing Tulsa as a community and as a city. Mm-hmm. You know, we are just practically showing to the world what we do here in Tulsa. And that's thank you to, you know, all the supporters that we have. Doesn't matter if you donate money to the company or you just this radio station, or, you know, or just see, you know, the publicity ad on the TV. You know, it's like we show the city of Tulsa, you know. That's what we carry with us, you know, so.
My guest today is Alfonso Martin, principal dancer for Tulsa Ballet. You can see him this weekend in Ben Stevenson's Dracula, Friday through Sunday at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. Your last chance to see him is Dracula, because this is, marks his 14th and final year as a principal dancer with Tulsa Ballet. And I know that as the season goes along, it's just going to get bittersweet. You might even miss Nutcracker, which, of course, is a joke among dancers. Most dancers don't miss Nutcracker all that much. But, you know, this is the last time to dance that, too. So, I mean, I'm yes. sure it'll be a little bittersweet. But you are staying with the company. You're going to sort yes. of morph into doing a different role with the company.
Yes, it's a few things that Marcello Angelini, I mean, talk about. And it's very different when you're dancing. I mean, you don't see totally the entire picture of what is the full organization. You know, I mean, you're just all the time so focused on only one area. It's just you dance. And now I like to teach. You know, sometimes in the summer programs, I go some places and teach. And I really enjoy that, you know. But these other different areas where the director, Marcello Angelini, is trying to try me to see if I will be comfortable doing that, or I will be happy, because, I mean, 14 years in you know, in the company, I mean, I know how to work, you know, in this organization. That's one of the easiest parts for me. It's like, you know, the easy transition for me. But what I will be doing is depends of, first, to don't get fired from here to May. And second of all, to see if, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I'm the right person for whatever I'm going to do and be comfortable about it.
So. Yeah. You know, we think this is one of the next steps for the companies. You know, you've had this great roster of dancers who now have been here for so long. I mean, yes. that is nice. And then once they retire, having a place in the company, that sort of creates this sort of company spirit, if you will, or this sort of company tradition.
Yes, I mean,
and that's a big step for a ballet company to have that, because mm-hmm. then you have that sort of,
I think, sometimes
culture.
It's the right decision sometimes to move dancers that actually they've been practically they've done all their life as a dancer in an organization, just because they know the way the things that needs to be done, and they know what the audience is expected. Or they know, you know, this is the way that artistic director wants to have. So, I mean, it's kind of like it's an easier transition for some of the dancers now that the dancers are right for the job and they enjoy it and they wanted to do it. I mean, my wife, you know, a former soloist, Ashley Blake Martin, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, since I know her in 1998, you know, she told me, I want to be a nurse. And she's been in the company 13 years, you know, and now she's going to graduate in May from nursing school. So, I mean, you know, it's like, I'm done with the ballet. I want to be a nurse. I always wanted to do something else besides ballet. So, I mean, but that's her choice. I mean, for me, I always wanted to be in the arts. Doing one thing or another, I want to keep supporting the arts. I want to make a difference in the arts. And if it just make a difference to new dancers to come to Tulsa and just coach them and teach them, or students that they come to the school and, you know, and teach them and show them what is Tulsa Ballet. Like, this is where we come from. This is what we did. This is how hard we work. This is how much we love it. Yes, I think that's one of the greatest things to move dancers that have been already so many years into, you know, into the organization.
And of course, one of the great things about male dancers oftentimes is there you move into character roles.
Yes.
Is this something you're going to explore at some point, you think? You know, well, character roles like Madge the Witch and La Sylphide and, and, you know, these, they're just comic roles, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I work for the organization, I'm sure I'm going to be on stage sooner than people think, you know. and it's really, really, it's something that practically I always like to do, character roles. You know, I've done the stepsisters of Cinderella.
Right, right.
Both of them, you know, the little one and the tall one. And, oh, my God, you have such a blast. I mean, it's just not stopping of, you know, laughing and making things happen and going to Cinderella and just pinching her and this and that and see the prince and you're like, oh my God, that's the beautiful.
Yeah, the prince doesn't get laughs, does he?
Well, actually, in Tulsa, you know, because always the prince, the person that's the prince, for it does also the stepsister.
Right.
Right? So the deal is when the prince is sitting down in the second act and the stepsisters are dancing for him, it's a bet of who he's laughing or not. So I remember being sitting down as a prince of Cinderella and see that, you know, Wilson, he was doing the ugly stepsister and he was just trying so hard to make me laugh. And sometimes I had to even look back to not laugh because, I mean, you're the prince, you're supposed to be all proper and stuff like that. And that's the thing, is like we try to make the prince laugh because he has to be all proper. So that's the thing of doing character roles, is just, you know, go out there and just a little bit beat yourself. You know, it's just like, oh, I don't have to do any technical difficulties. I mean, that's for the young ones. You know, now just I had to, you know, just walk and show and here and there. So that's, I like that a lot, actually.
Well, we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, we have a still more than a half a season to see you dancing the roles we've come to expect. Alfonso Martinez, Dracula in Ben Stevenson's Dracula for Tulsa Ballet this Friday through Sunday. Alfonso, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and
thank you.
And we wish you great success in this final season.
Yes,
thanks so
thank
much
for
joining
me.
Us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tulsa Ballet principal dancer Alfonso Martin speaking with us here on Studio Tulsa. He will portray the title character in Tulsa Ballet's production of Dracula by choreographer Ben Stevenson, with performance dates Friday and Saturday night, Saturday and Sunday matinees at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. We're going to leave you with a little music of Liszt, which is featured in the production. Studio Tulsa is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.